Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis, and it is Friday. And I have had a great week getting up in the morning with all of you and talking a bit and then launching into a conversation with Jesus that has lasted throughout the day as we discover or recover the simplicity of the gospel, which is walking and talking with Jesus no matter what the season, and just spending every day with Jesus. And honestly, we took on a difficult topic this week, submission, the wilderness of submission, and we've talked about it in all kinds of different ways, and I know God's done some deep stuff in me, and I hope that's been the case with you as well. So it's Friday, it's the end of the week. Just as a reminder, we will not be doing a daily podcast tomorrow, Saturday or Sunday. So tomorrow, Saturday, get up and begin a conversation with Jesus. Pick a passage, any passage, and then after you read it, just let it simmer, meditate, relax before the Lord, and then pray a little bit. No pressure, just talk to Jesus like you're talking to a friend and enjoy conversation with Him throughout the day. And then, of course, on Sunday, tune in, 9:15, 11:15, inlandvineyard.org. We're going to continue our series, Wilderness, and we're going to talk about the wilderness of being in the presence of an enemy. But it's Friday morning, and we've got one more passage this week, and so you can turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. And the title of the podcast this morning is As You Wish. Now, here's the reality. I've got plans, and I've got an agenda, and I've got a time frame, and you've got plans, and you've got an agenda, and you want it to be accomplished in a certain time frame. And I think one of the things that makes us most frustrated, most angry, is when someone gets in our way. Or when someone, as it's called, invades our lane. And there's not many things that make us more frustrated than when we're pursuing our plans, our agenda, on our time frame, and someone gets in our way, and someone invades our lane. And what if that someone is God Himself? And that brings us to this incredible story in Luke chapter 1 that got everything off the ground. And this is when the angel Gabriel comes to the Virgin Mary and talks about Jesus. So look at Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 31. Gabriel says to Mary, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever, and his kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the one who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Now go down to verse 38 and look at Mary's response. "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." And then the angel left her. One more time, verse 38. "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Now, first of all, this is a story about God getting in Mary's way, invading Mary's lane. Had He not done so, there would not have been life and freedom and rest and salvation infused into Mary's life and infused into the world that God loves and is redeeming. If God doesn't get in our way, if God doesn't invade our lane, there is no life. If God doesn't, and here's the point, if God doesn't invite us into submission to His will, to give up our plans and our agenda and our time frame, even if we get a little bit angry and perturbed sometimes. If God doesn't invite us into submission, there ultimately will be no life. And if we don't understand this point, if we don't understand that Mary had plans, if we don't understand that Mary is like us, we'll have a hard time relating to this verse, but Mary had plans. And she had an agenda. She had something that she wanted for her life. And I guarantee that it didn't involve, you know, getting pregnant before she was officially married to Joseph. I'm sure it didn't involve the public scorn that would have happened to her with that news being spread in a small village in Palestine in the first century. I'm sure that Mary's plans and her agenda did not, you know, have to do with giving birth in a stable and putting her baby in a manger. I'm sure her plans didn't have anything to do with having to flee to Egypt until it was safe to come back because Herod wanted to kill her baby. Mary had plans. She had an agenda. And like you and I, she probably didn't want anyone, even God, to invade her lane or to get in her way. Yet, and this is so big, yet when he does, look at Mary's response. I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you will. Mary's prayer is the let it be as you will. Mary's prayer in the words of the title of a podcast, as you wish. Mary is saying, not my will, but your will be done, and that's submission. Mary is saying, you direct my paths. Mary is saying, I'm willing to die to self. I'm willing to pick up my cross. You see what Mary is discovering, and honestly, as I'm saying this, I am feeling it, and I hope you're feeling it. See, we think freedom is getting our plans done and our agenda done on our timetable, and that's why we get so frustrated and maybe mad when someone invades our lane and gets in our way, but that's not freedom. Submission to the will of God is true freedom, because that's the only thing that brings life into our life and through us into the lives of other people. God must invade my lane. He must invade your lane. True freedom is submission to God. And so in the words of Mary, let it be as you wish, not my will, but your will be done, so we can stop fighting God. We can stop fighting others that God might use to invade our lane or get in our way, because sometimes God does use other people. We can begin to pray this prayer, let it be as you wish, not my will, but your will be done. And so let's have a time of prayer and maybe ask this question, God, how are you invading my lane? How are you getting in my way? And then let's pray this prayer that has been prayed for 2,000 years. It's often called Mary's Prayer. It's the Let It Be Prayer. It's known as a Catholic prayer, and we're going to pray it. So just go quiet before the Lord. Maybe read the passage again, and just hold out your hands and say, let it be. Let it be as you wish, not my will, but your will be done. And then ask God this question, how are you getting in my way? How are you invading my lane? And then say, let it be as you wish, your will be done. Because submission to the will of God is the only way to freedom. It's the only way to life when God invades our lane. So let's enjoy this conversation with Jesus. Let's enjoy him throughout the day, because the simple invitation of the gospel is to walk and talk with Jesus. And so I pray that the Spirit of God would get in our way and invade our lane so we can see that the freedom of submission is the way and the only way to life in the kingdom of God. We will talk on Monday.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.